And welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 64 of our podcast, and we're going to talk about the last two episodes of Bachelor Pad, the most recent one that aired the night of Monday, July 30th. So just a reminder, everybody, this is a spoiler-free show. That means that Nicole and I, we don't go to those websites that reveal the end of the season. We don't want to know who wins this thing. Part of the fun is the surprise. So we don't talk about it on the show, and if you send us feedback, we'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mention it to us. And we are going to be talking about what happened in the episode, so warning to you. So I'm sitting here with my co-host and my wife, Nicole. How are you, Nicole?
I am great. I'm a little sick of Bachelor Pad already, but I'm good.
Hence the fact that we're covering two episodes in one podcast.
I literally, I hate this show.
It's a little annoying.
It's very annoying.
Yeah, I mean, what is really?
Let me say this. I think the reason why I really despise this season so much is there's hardly anybody on this show that I really like this season. The last two seasons of Bachelor Pad, there were a few people that they had on that were on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette in previous seasons that I really was like, oh, I love them. I'm so glad they're here. And I think out of everyone, the only person I like is Reed.
Reed's a good guy. I mean, there's a couple other people that are
name
nice.
Them.
Michael Stagliano.
Okay. But I've already seen him on Bachelor Pad. All right, so
Lindsay.
Lindsay's whatever.
My point is that there's a handful of people that are not awful, terrible people.
In your opinion.
A Kaylin or an Ed or whoever else.
I'm just saying that what has really, really bothered me this season is that when the fans came on, people like Erica Rose and a lot of others say, yeah, I mean, they're the fans. They have no right to be here. Like, knock, 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 no offense, but you were on a dating show looking for love on national TV, so you're not as cool as you think you are, just to give you a heads up. And the person in the end didn't even pick you, other than Ed. All the people that are there, the person in the end didn't pick you, so you're really not that great.
You're not famous. You're a reject.
You're a reject. You're not famous. Most people, if you walk down the street, don't know who you are. So calm down. You can get off your high horse. Can you tell I'm a little upset?
I can tell. I think our listeners can tell as well. So,
and Chris needs to get a big reality check.
Not Chris Harrison.
No. Chris from Emily's season. Like, dude, you're not that cool. Calm down.
So let's, before we just completely let the floodgates open here, maybe a little
They're
late.
They're already open. They're
maybe
open.
A little late. Trying to get these horses back in the barn. We're not going to do a complete recap like we normally do, but let's maybe just go through and highlight some of the things from the past two episodes that were interesting. So the first episode is when everyone comes to the thing and comes to the house and all the fans start to filter in, and the fans keep saying stuff like, oh, wow, I can't believe that I'm here. Did it make you wish that you were a fan on the show?
No, the only thing I'd ever want to do, as far as like being on, a Bachelor type show, is maybe being a judge for one of their contests.
Right.
That's about it. I would never want to be on the show. What about you?
Obviously I'm married, and so I don't have to worry about being on the show. If I was going to be on Bachelor Pad as just as a married guy that's just competing, what would I want to do? I guess, go on, I hate to say on a date, but go out and have the Bachelor experience, where you're hanging out and doing some dumb, stupid activity.
Right, like race car driving or...
Right, something like that, I guess.
But
I would just like to walk around that mansion.
Oh, yeah, cool. No, I'd love to do that, but I would never want to be on Bachelor Pad as a contestant.
Right.
Single or married. I just, no way.
So what do you think about the fans?
You know, I think that they could have, in our defense as fans, I think they could have picked better fans.
Yeah, yeah. They should have had, you know, like, super fans. Like, I've been watching since season one, and I have a collage, or I'm a blogger, or...
I don't even mean that. I mean, maybe, yeah, I have a blogger on, but I just mean not better fans in that these people aren't, quote-unquote, fans enough. I mean that...
They had better personalities.
Yeah, yeah. People that were, like, a little bit more normal. Especially
well,
the twins.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, speaking of being more normal, those twins are absolutely crazy.
I know. I'm so glad they're gone.
Oh, my God. I felt like I was hearing some... When they were arguing with each other, I felt like I was hearing someone with, like, a split personality. Like,
I know.
Arguing with themselves. It was like watching, like, Gollum and Lord of the Rings saying, like... No, we must kill the Baggins. No, no, right. The Baggins is our friend. Right. Like, it was like that. It was like nuts. Little trivia here. Someone, I forget if I saw this on Twitter or somewhere, but they were saying that those twins were on an episode of The Jersey Shore. That shows you the kind of reality show pedigree they're from. And I guess they were both going to, like, sleep with the situation at the same time or something. And I don't know. I don't know what happened. But so that's them. That's where they're from. So I'm glad that they're gone.
Right.
And I like the other fans. I think that they're nice.
Yeah, they are sweet. They are sweet. I just, you know, Dave saying the thing that he wanted to vote off Erica Rose. And, I mean, in his defense, he was just being honest. But then it just started this whole thing against the fans. And I feel bad for them. You know, I feel bad for them. And I felt bad for Donna, how she's had a crush on Michael for all these years and watching him on these different, you know, seasons. And and then he kisses her and he doesn't even like her.
He says he said something about doing it just to give her a thrill or something.
Yeah, but that's not right.
No, that's not right at all. So the first episode, let's talk about Ed.
Oh, gosh.
What the heck? I mean, first of all, this never happened during his season with Jillian, did it? I don't remember him getting that tipsy.
This is really disappointing me because I don't think I've ever had it where I've liked somebody so much on their season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Like, I really, really liked Ed during Jillian's season, and I wanted her to pick him. Mm-hmm. And now he has come off like a complete different person on the show.
You know who had a similar transformation, but... It happened over a much longer period of time.
Who's that?
Jake Pavelka. You loved him.
I did love him.
And then when his season of The Bachelor started, we still loved him. But then as it went along, I was like, oh my gosh, wait, he's choosing Vienna?
Right.
And then he's on Bachelor Pad and was full on like, this guy is like just a piece of work.
You're right.
So similar trajectory there.
You're right.
So.
Okay, so.
Ed and Jake.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. I don't think I've ever been shocked by somebody's, you know, finding out who they really are, other than the two of them. So, I don't know. I mean, I like I said, I really don't find myself rooting for anybody this season of Bachelor Pad, except for Reed. I really don't like anybody. I really don't. Everybody else really bothers me. Everyone. And Michael Stagliano. That's it. Everyone's annoying. Blakely's annoying, Jamie's annoying, Sarah's annoying, Chris is annoying, Ed, all of them.
So let's talk about Chris's strategy here. So Chris is clearly just trying to align himself with whoever he feels like has the power that week. Here's the weird thing. It's actually working. Like, week to week, it's keeping him safe. Week to week,
yeah, but it's
you know, hopping to whichever,
it's only the second week.
Whichever girl. Well, right, but... As we see, things are, you know, changed so quickly in the house, as we saw from last night's episode, and he has never been on the chopping block, not even for a second.
No, but he is playing Jamie and Blakely, and pretty soon it's going to bite him in the butt.
Well, it will. I think it's going to come to a head, but it doesn't even seem like it's going to be that soon. Next week, it looks like both Ed and Reed are going at it. It seems like they're the focus next week and not Chris. So, you know, he's not playing alliances. He's playing the game with the hearts. He's not playing the game with strategy. Does that make sense? So it's not like he's like dissing anyone behind their back.
Yes, he is.
No, listen. He's not saying like we got to vote out so and so this week.
Right.
He's just, you know, cozying cruising up to whoever has the power, I know, romantically, and so far it's worked.
But you know what?
It doesn't piss anyone else off in the house. Just the two girls that he's involved with.
No. However, as a fan of Big Brother and recently Survivor, you have to think, when you're playing a game like this, and in the end, it comes down to the rest of the house voting for you to win money or not, you have to think about that. And if he's playing both of them, in the end, Blakely and Jamie are both going to vote against him if they have a chance.
True.
So if he's in the end and he's like, well, I'm just trying to make it to the final two, you know, I'm just trying to make it to the top. Yeah, but you have to make sure that people along the way kind of like you and think that you're a decent person and that you deserve to win this money. So, you know, you have to think about that. You can't just, you know, go along the way and making out with everybody you come into contact with just to get to next week. You have to think about the end. And he thinks he's so cool. And it just annoys me because he's not. He's so annoying and weird and gross.
He is really, really annoying.
Oh, I can't stand him. I really can't stand him.
So we had a couple of interesting competitions. The first week it was this weird carnival-esque ride where they're in these things shaped like hearts and they have to balance and stay inside of them while they're slowly being tipped over a little bit more. And surprise, surprise, the fans win. And then this past week, yesterday, we had a competition where they were dancing. And it seems like every year on Bachelor Pad, there's some sort of dancing or movement-oriented thing. And I remember last year, Michael Stagliano won, and this year he wins again because
he deserves it.
Well, he's a professional breakdancer. He's a breakdance instructor, as we all know. So he's back. I mean, what do you think about how he's back and he won last year? Do you think that's even fair?
I think, you know, he said he's looking for love this time around. You know, he's not there for the money. He's looking for love. And it seems like he and Rachel are really hitting it off.
And you don't like Rachel? She seems nice.
Yeah, no, she's okay. She's all right.
So why not root for her?
Okay, I'm rooting for her and Michael. Done. That's it. Other than that, no one else.
And Reed.
But I think Reed's days are numbered. I think Erica Rose is really annoying, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
She's just nasty this year. She's mean.
She is. Remember last season when we were discussing Bachelor Pad, we were like, you know what? We come around on her, and she's not that bad, but we got to take it all back now.
You know who I actually kind of like on this show in a weird way?
Who?
Kalen. Just because he voted against her. So it kind of makes me like him in a way. Like, I'm rooting for him a little bit because he wants to stir the pot, you know?
One thing I heard from their, like, going back and forth on the first night, and I did a little quick Google search on it, trying to remain spoiler-free, mm-hmm. but I was able to do it. I guess she badmouthed him in a number of their area's tabloids.
Yes.
And so that's why he dislikes her so much. What do you think about this romance that's brewing between Kalen and Lindsay?
Whatever. It's not going to last.
It's really bizarre. Like, why?
It's just for the show.
I guess she also hasn't seen what he's been like on the on Emily's season as well. Like, she likes the fact that he's like kind of funny and sarcastic, and she's like, oh, this guy's cute, he's got an edge, but she has no idea that he's actually like really mean and has said some terrible things.
You're right, because they filmed this before
the Emily season
aired. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, at least, you know, the first few episodes,
right?
Well, I have my uh-oh moment. Well, this isn't that big of an uh-oh moment, so, you know, bear with me, but
okay.
Erica Rose dancing with that that ribbon.
Oh,
that was
gosh.
Pretty horrific.
She was bad.
Erica Rose, if you ever listen, please, please stop. Please don't dance. Please stop going on Bachelor Pad.
I was reading Chris Harrison's blog today at entertainmentweekly.com, and he was saying, so the girl's dancing, yeah, I know what you saw was bad. He's like, but let me just tell you this. What we saw was even worse. Those girls were
I believe it,
awful.
Because JP and Ashley were judging, and JP said, I don't even know if we can clap after that. You know? I mean, I believe them that it was bad. It was bad. Well, we want to thank you for listening to the Bachelor podcast.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be it this week. But we'll be back with some more coverage of Bachelor Pad soon. You can give us your feedback if you just simply email us at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. That's thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. You can drop us a line there. You can message us on Facebook, facebook.com/thebachelorpodcast. You can find us on Twitter with username Bachelor Podcast, and you can always find us on the web at www.thebachelorpodcast.com. And yeah, that's it for now, I guess. So Nicole, I know you're gonna go kicking and screaming, but I'll see you here next week.
Yes,
maybe
I will.
Maybe, or maybe in 2 weeks.
We'll see,
depending on how we handle this. But
well, we're gonna have to do it. We can't do it in 2 weeks because we'll be away.
Oh, that's right.
So we'll do
have that
week.
Vacation week. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we'll do it next week, and then we'll do it 2 weeks later.
Right.
All right, so there you go. All right, well, I'll see you later, and take care, everybody. Adios. We must be in love.